And we should live united. Obviously, people do live united, in a sense. Without unity, social life itself would not be possible at all. But what constitutes that unity which people usually do experience? What are its underlying factors? There are a number of these. Language, a common language, is a unifying factor. Nationality, common nationality or citizenship, is a unifying factor. Race is a unifying factor. And then, of course, there's culture. Also religion in the ethnic sense. All of these are unifying factors for certain groups of people. They bind those people together. They contribute, as we say, to the unity of the group. But when Rinpoche exhorts us to live united, it's not this kind of unity that he has in mind. After all, we're already living united, more or less, in that sort of mundane way. We're already bound together with other people by language, nationality, and so on. So we don't need any exhortation in this respect. So what kind of unity does Rinpoche have in mind? We mustn't forget here that Rinpoche's exhortation is addressed to potential real Buddhists. It's addressed to us. So what constitutes our unity? What are the unifying factors in our collective existence? What is it that binds us together as Buddhists? What is it that contributes to, that in fact constitutes the unity of the spiritual community, the Sangha? Obviously, the principal unifying factors are the three jewels themselves. We are united primarily by virtue of the fact that we all go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. We're all united by the fact that we observe the same precepts, practice the same meditations, perform the same pujas, study the same sutras and shastras, and so on. I need not particularize further. These are the things that, in principle, unite us. But do we, in fact, live united? Do we put that unity into practice? Is it actually effective in our actual relations with one another? That is only too often another matter. So what is Rinpoche saying, in effect, when he says, live united? He's saying, you are united as Buddhists, in principle, but you must also be united in practice. So we may ask, we may wonder, what prevents us from being united in practice? What prevents us from living united? What prevents us from being a spiritual community in the fullest sense? Well, I'm afraid there are quite a number of things. Things like personal conflicts. That is to say, conflicts with other members of one and the same spiritual community. And then competitiveness, jealousy, factionalism, the cherishing of ill will, the harboring of grudges, unwillingness to forgive, reluctance to clear up misunderstandings. All these things prevent us as a spiritual community from living united. They prevent us from putting into practice our unity in principle. In a word, we may say that what prevents us from living united is egotism. What if you dislike the old-fashioned word egotism? What prevents us from living united is our individualism. Only too often we think that we're acting as individuals when we're really only being individualistic. So when Rinpoche says, live united, he is also saying, on a deeper level, in a deeper sense, live egolessly. Live in a non-individualistic manner. He is saying, realize that there is, in the ultimate sense, no separate self, no separate unchanging self to defend or to assert. He is saying, realize Naratmya. He is saying, realize Shunyata. That is what he's really saying.